moment you've all been waiting for.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to that special holiday edition of the Threads of Time podcast. I am your host, Zubaz, and I want to start off by wishing you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Kwanzaa, a Happy Hanukkah, or for the rest of us, it's Festivus. We are joined by an absolute cavalcade of CSFBL MVPs, and I am going to run them down one at a time. So, starting off, I want to welcome to the Threads of Time podcast, Packer Ken. Welcome to the show, Packer Ken.
It's good to be here. Go Roswell. Invade Canterbury.
In the World Series, we just witnessed you tie up the series 1-1, so we're going to get into that in a little bit. Next up, I want to welcome to the podcast the second and maybe the longest tenured ruler of TCL. It's Mac. Welcome to the show.
At least it wasn't Pimp.
Yeah, that's right. I love that. All right, next up, a newcomer to the Threads of Time podcast. We're very happy to be joined by the longest tenured stalker in TCL history, Smart Benny. Benny, welcome.
Yeah, glad to be here, Jason.
Glad to have you. Next up is the only person that's been talked about in every single Threads of Time podcast, and this one will be no different. That is Reds. Reds, welcome to the show.
Hey, glad to be here.
Glad to have you. Next up, another Threads of Time newcomer is hopefully a future guest, is Bengal Hockey, coming from Minnesota. What's up, BH?
Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
All right. That was so nice. And then last but not least, I have a surprise guest on the Threads of Time podcast. It is Joke Line. Joke, welcome to the podcast.
Happy holidays, my fake friends.
All right, fake friends.
Last, didn't you failed to introduce Piggy.
I forgot Piggy.
Oh, that was, the Europe snub.
It was.
Ouch.
I don't know how I forgot about it, too, because it's Snark Week. It's Snark Week, and I almost forgot the Snarknado. Piggy, I'm sorry about that. The only reason I forgot about you is because...
because he's a foreigner.
No.
He said you were going to ignore him, remember?
No, it's because he doesn't have an avatar, and it disappears on my screen for some reason. So, Piggy, I'm very sorry about that. It was not a perceived slight. It was a real one, and I'm sorry.
Sure.
Piggy also holds the record for the podcast that sat the longest in my laptop without being produced.
Oh, I thought you were going to say the record for the longest pauses between responses.
That too. So to everybody listening, because you don't know everybody's voices, you're just going to have to deal with it. We can talk about it later. If you get offended by something somebody says, we can talk about it later and we can blame each other for it. So let's start off with this. Roswell's in the World Series and the belt is on the line. Ken, are you nervous?
No, I'm not nervous at all, other than forgetting to set my rotation because I thought I had an extra sim. So I already lost one game stupidly, so that's one less game I have a shot at stealing.
Oh, really? You screwed up on the first game?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a blowout. It's not like it was a horrible pitcher that went, but certainly wasn't the guy I wanted to go game one.
At least it was a Nayla. It was W.M. Nayla.
Yep.
What? Isn't that stupid that the game has the first name WM in it?
You know, I actually kind of like it. You know, it's an abbreviation for William. And
thanks, Ken.
It's bigger in other countries than here, but people do actually name their kids WM.
No, they do not.
Yes, they do.
Who names a kid Super Mario? Some people, I guess, do.
Yeah, Super Mario. There's never been anybody that's been named just WM, though.
I guarantee it.
Why did you guys tell me that Canterbury, that good old Tankerberry was there as his opponent? Ken, I guarantee you a win, brother.
You know, the funny thing about Canterbury this year is he actually traded off some pretty big pieces. He traded Lutz and Fitch and a bunch of guys, and he's still in the World Series.
I got to tell you.
Because Jelly hasn't tanked his way there yet.
This is Joe. From my perspective, that Canterbury team is really scary. If you look at that team and see how many people that had 100 walk seasons, that's how you want to set up a team. That's a team that can dominate a pitching staff.
I'm bringing them up right now. Yeah, wow. Yeah, they have three guys with 100 walks. Liddell, Gallagher, Mooney. He has a bunch of guys over 70. Yeah, that's a pretty good team.
And yet Joke had a 3-0 lead and choked it all away against him.
Oh, Benny with the smack talk. Joke.
Well, that's what happened. Yeah, the way he lost to me in A and B, that's also tough because your team was better in the regular season. But then I won the World Series.
This interview's gone downhill a lot, and I think I'm sick.
So, Joke, how did that happen? That's 2 years in a row that you're up 3-0 and lost 4 games in a row.
Yeah, it's disappointing because I was telling my son how he had a chance at this belt, and he knows the belt story very well of the karate championship that never was. And it stings. It hurts.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, we went like 70-some seasons after like the 1981 season where we hadn't had anybody come back from a 3-0 deficit. And to see it happen twice in a row to the same teams – that I don't know what the odds of that are. I think Benny said it was like 1 in 256, but
yeah, because losing 1 out of 2 and you take that to the 8th power, that's 1 out of 256.
But then you also have to add in the fact that it was the same two teams.
Well, yeah.
So I mean,
that doesn't mean anything.
It does to me.
Does to Joe?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I was talking about from a statistical purpose. Obviously, you didn't like losing to me in A and B. You didn't like losing to my brother in A and B, but hasn't been in the league for a year.
Benny, who's your brother?
Shuyanda. I don't even know how to pronounce the avatar, the name, really. The Joke knows all about losing to him in the Gnome Gnomes. Joke knows all about.
He was a hated rival for years before I ever joined TCL. He was a great owner. I think he's just been less active, hasn't he, Benny?
No, he's not. He doesn't play anymore. He hasn't played since July.
He used to be a phenomenal owner when he played. I was in a league or two with him as well.
Oh, yeah. He's one of those guys that I don't know that I ever played with, but you saw his name around. Not a huge poster, but he's a respected guy.
Is it Shuyanda?
Ande, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was in a league with him, too.
Which league?
I think it was Wrigleyville?
No, he wasn't in that league. He played in the old Little League. Like, Packer Ken had a team called the Catskill Mice. The first Little League.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. The good old days.
So, you know, when I look at the leagues and the league numbers, there's some really old leagues that are still around. But what was League 1, 2, 3 that aren't still around? I think League 4 is still around.
League 7, A and B, where Joke and I both play, is the oldest still around.
Yeah. That's oldest.
Yeah. Yeah, A and B is the oldest. It's been the oldest since I've been here.
A and B.
Yeah, a new beginning with Brian DiMarzo and a bunch of others.
You know, back in the day of TCL, I renamed a guy Brian DiMarzo. He sucked.
Yeah, I had a player in sci-fi named Eddie Evans, Realmwalker's name, who also sucked.
Yeah, we talked about Realmwalker a couple podcasts.
Yeah, how many podcasts have I been mentioned on, by the way?
I don't know.
Well, wait a minute, you haven't been listening, Benny?
I've only listened to a few of them.
Oh.
The only one I listened from start to finish was Piggies.
You didn't listen to Reds?
No, not much of it.
Should've.
Come on, I had the whole Muttley chuckle going on.
Yeah, I'll listen to them now that I've actually been on this.
Well, you should listen to them because we've talked a lot about the leagues that you've been in. So I know you got mentioned. Actually, you got mentioned when we were talking about IBA quite a bit.
Yeah. I can't get over I've only won one division title the last 30 seasons. Your Tuskegee team always stops me.
That's so bad. I feel so bad about that because, like, the last 8 times we've played, you haven't gotten past me. You've had an awesome team in that league.
Yeah, I don't have pitching. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I have ridiculous offense, but my pitching is poor.
So let's talk about the game for a second. Bengal. How long have you been a community manager?
I don't know, year-ish, maybe?
No, it has to be longer than that.
Three or four.
I've tried to quit a couple times. I tried to quit a couple times, but they won't let me.
Who's they?
Well, Reds wouldn't, and then Smitty ignored it when I said it, so.
Yeah, that's how they do that. They just don't answer. It's like George from Seinfeld when he tried to break up with that girl, and she's just like, no, we're still dating.
That's not true, Jason, because I actually called you and said, look, we need to have a little talk. You're done.
Well, not me. I definitely was not. Yeah, I was not cut out for that job.
You have to rage quit. That's how you can get it done.
Yeah, it's true.
I've tried that multiple times. It doesn't work.
Now, Mac, you successfully quit, but then they successfully brought you back in.
You have to rage quit. It works.
And then what? You get rage recruited?
Something like that.
Oh, man. So, Reds, are you a community manager still right now?
Well, I have the power to be, but I've really tried to just kind of back off and let those guys do their thing. You know, it's more important that they be the faces. And then just, you know, Brian and I just concentrate mostly on development and adding new features to the game. And then let these guys just talk to the community and handle these issues.
There's more actual work being done right now than I've seen in numerous years by multiple people, which is what's very nice to see as well.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, give us some hints. Let's break some news on the podcast.
I'll defer to Reds right now.
Okay. So, we've brought in AvidMar. Avid is currently working on the database with Brian to kind of bring things over. We are moving to see a new CSFDL. And I'm sure you guys have seen the development site. So we're redesigning the entire website. We are looking to add new features and enhancements to the game. You know, nothing I'm going to really kind of talk about in specific. Bullpen logic is being ignored for now. You're welcome, joke.
Rex, I have a question.
Yeah.
Why do you hate bullpens?
I don't hate bullpens. I love bullpens.
Why do you hate my bullpen?
You know what? I'll be honest with you. You know, a couple of years ago, Trickett and I had this conversation where I feel that pitchers right now go way too deep into games.
Oh, for sure.
I wanted to make adjustments to end. So that, you know, guys with like 100 in would maybe go 9 innings, maybe go 9 innings. So your guys with 80 ins would be more like your 7.5, 8 inning pitchers. And I wanted to make a bunch of changes. The problem is I ran some statistics on it, and it turns out that like in these private leagues, you've got your starting pitchers are only averaging 6.5 to 7 innings. The problem is all these private leagues where the owners are much more into the game.
So what? I don't understand the problem with that.
The problem with what?
Well, I mean, but still, if you make it more realistic for the active leagues, that would be preferable to the way it is now, right?
I yes, but you can't. And this is kind of the flack I got with a lot of the CBA too, was the fact that you can't concentrate on just the private active leagues. You have to look at the game as a whole, and you have to try to normalize it throughout the entire thing, because these public leagues that these guys are playing in are kind of their stepping stones into the private league. So if I made everything specific for, or we made everything specific for just the active private leagues, these people that are in the public leagues are probably going to get more discouraged and not want to jump into the harder competition of the private leagues.
But specific to that, the pitching thing though, like, right now, you can set your manager setting to have pitchers have negative fatigue. It actually doesn't even make sense. So wouldn't it make sense to make zero the bottom fatigue and then just tweak what the rating gives you so that pitchers are pitching, you know, 7 innings and not,
well,
not consistently?
To me, that's the whole problem with the fatigue system, is the fact that fatigue doesn't really mean fatigue. Fatigue is more of an injury rating, so that when your guys get lower, what that means is that their bodies are beat down, and so you're risking it's a higher risk for injury, so to speak, so that they're not able to perform as well. It was something that Brian had released years and years and years ago to try to simulate an injury so that guys couldn't go every day.
All right.
By the way, I'm curious, what's the lowest you've ever seen? I've seen like a minus 100%, but that was a long time ago. I know minus 50 is the lowest it displays now, but it was the lowest you've actually believed that a player's gone down to.
I've never seen that. I've never like looked in the database for anything of that nature. So
yeah, because minus 50 is the lowest you can actually see, but of course sometimes it's below that because it takes longer to recover.
Yeah, that's true. Well, and I think how that works, and somebody correct me if I'm wrong, is that it will go to minus 50, but it'll let the person continue through that inning, so it can get as far as however many pitches it takes to get through that inning.
Or if it's nobody else in the bullpen, you have to pitch to minus, theoretically, to minus infinity.
Well, there's supposed to be catches in that. You know, we actually, in the game engine, we actually check, I want to say, between batters. Between batters for fatigue and, current situation to see about pulling pitchers out.
But let's go to the utmost hypothetical here. What if one team only had one bullpen pitcher? If that bullpen pitcher pitched like 400 pitches, how low would his fatigue go? How many runs would he give up? Would he be like minus 500 and not be able to pitch the rest of the season or something? Could that be possible?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I've not really looked into it. The engine, unfortunately, is gone. So it's one of those things where we're going to have to rebuild the engine from scratch. Yeah. So while I've seen a lot of the code for it, I can't tell you how far a pitcher can get or a player can get.
Yeah, I just remember in the past, like 8 years ago or more, that you could actually see the exact fatigue rating, and it just didn't show a minus 50 or below. It actually showed the exact rate. So a pitcher was minus 120, you could see that.
So, Reds, let me ask you this. You mentioned that you're building the new CSFBL interface, right?
Yes,
some worry that even with, people are going to bitch no matter what, but even with that, is there some worry that rolling that out and taking the old one away might cost some experienced users?
I don't know if there's really a whole lot of fear of that, because I think that what we're doing is we're trying to enhance everything. And for those of you that may know anything about web development, we're actually using what's called a Seattle Bootstrap template. To try to make it more intuitive and look more like some of these fantasy baseball sites, more like the ESPN Fantasy or the Yahoo Fantasy, to try to engage the user more.
Or like Pennant Wars.
Yeah, Pennant Wars.
The current UI.
I hope you hear this, you don't start screaming at me again. But, it's... You always run the risk that you're going to lose somebody. They're not going to be happy.
Mac, what were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to say the current UI is a very outdated architecture and design. So, I mean, the update, a redesign needs to happen from that standpoint. It's 10 years old stuff. The website hasn't been redesigned in a very long time, so it needs to be done.
The interface would be really cool, like a fantasy football or baseball site where... Are you talking about where you could drag names up on the lineup and you could see it switch live in the interface so you're not clicking a submit lineup button?
Well, I have not seen that yet, but that's actually a really good idea. We may have to bring that up to Brian.
Hey, look at me. I got an idea.
Hey, even blind dogs like water.
It's that type of idea of new technology and design that needs to be brought into the website.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's hard to imagine anyone who survived the CBA 2 and the downtime that we had before that. Anyone who survived that won't leave because of a new interface.
Actually, Piggy, that's a perfect point, because I think we forget back in the 06, 07, 08.
Yeah, January of 2007, February 2007, the game was down for 3 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, there was a time where we were lucky to get 4 sims a day, and that's long since gone, so I think Piggy's making a good point.
There were blogs about the downtime. It was that bad.
Yeah, the CBF one,
mm-hmm.
especially.
Yep.
Yeah, so right now, Mac, what is your community manager role? What are you doing community requests?
I try to just help where needed. My schedule is not where it's consistent enough to regularly be committed to exact times or anything, but whenever I'm online, particularly when I'm on a desktop, I always check just whatever needs to be done. Add input to any of the development discussion.
So, Bengal, I see you doing a lot of community requests, right?
Yeah, we don't have them in a ton. Bengal handles some of the same stuff that we both try to do. Forum moderation, essentially adding, deleting, all those types of things. Moroku consistently handles all of the player generation requests, things like that. Pimp helps, same kind of capacity as Bengal and I, where kind of the catch-alls, you know, help them issue and bugs for them and things like that as well. So that's the role we're playing now, and there's pretty active development work behind us on the game.
And then you combine that with a guy like Smidius or Smiditius or whatever he wants to be called.
I say Smidius.
I always said Smiditius. I believe that is the correct pronunciation.
But he's been helping the game immensely, right, by actually getting it out there.
Yeah,
he has a newsletter every month.
He had been helping in the past quietly. He's become obviously a lot more he's a lot more active than he ever had been in regards to decisions that are being made, but he's become a lot more active within the forums, of course, and things like that, and then social media. He's kind of taking that bull by the horns, but he's been good for the game. He's got marketing background and knows what he's doing there in that regard, and he's generating activity, which is a very positive thing, and it's been very, very good to have him helping with the team.
Absolutely. All right, let's talk some baseball. So, Piggy, I'm going to start with you. Right now, let's see why I bring this up. What do you think is the most competitive league, either that you're in or in CSFBL as a whole?
Well, the ones I'm in, it's definitely TCL. I have not as much trouble winning in any other league, really. So,
and I think TCL will always get mentioned just because it's so active that you're sure everybody's paying attention to the team. But then also, there's a lot more trading that happens, and in combination with that hard cap, it's really added a lot of parity to the league.
Yeah, definitely. I have no idea what's going on outside the leagues I'm in, so someone else has to.
Actually, Bengal, you might be a good one to answer to this, because you're in quite a few leagues, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm not paying attention very well on most of them, but.
Well, I pay attention. I'm just not managerially that active.
Yeah, that would be probably what I would say too.
So why Bengal, why don't you cut down leagues then?
Well, for me mostly, I'm a stats person, so I have a giant spreadsheet that I keep track of stuff, and I feel bad when I, you know, cut a team that I've had for 50 seasons or you know, invest my time in, and a guy comes up and I like him.
Yeah, that's the toughest thing, right? Is whenever you're about to release a team, you click on the roster and you're like, oh, Jerry, whoever, like I got to see what happens to him before I let the team go.
Yep, and then you get the next guy that you draft while you're waiting for that guy to finish out his career. And then, so you stay around for that guy, and then you get the next guy, and next thing you know, it's another 50 seasons gone.
Now, Ken, since you just said that, you've had a lot of success of late in a lot of leagues. Are you just hitting your sweet spot right now?
When did Ken never not have success?
Maybe.
Yeah.
You got mentioned on a couple podcasts as one of the best owners by multiple people. What's the secret? Let's talk game secrets.
I think honestly, my secret is I just try to have a fairly well-rounded team. you know, I don't concentrate too much on one specific stat. So, you know, while the team won't necessarily kill everybody, they can do pretty well against just about any team, or at least, you know, keep the score down well enough or hit enough home runs. And the other thing that I do too, that I know a lot of people don't, in almost all my leagues, I run a fairly normal, like, baseball-sized stadium, super huge or super small. So I think it just allows for a team that's successful in my successful in any type of stadium.
That's interesting. I'm looking through your teams right now. I do have to say, by the way, that Djibouti Kickers is one of the better team names that I've heard in a while.
I did that one just for you.
You did Green Bay Packers in Blitz for me.
Yep, that was my first team, and I think that league's finally kicking the bucket here. So,
are they really? Or is the league kicking the bucket?
Well, the league's kicking the bucket, but they don't purge leagues that have been around more than 10 years anymore, so the stats don't go away, so you still have all the records and stuff.
Oh, really? They don't do that anymore? That's good.
Yeah, anything that's been around longer than 10 years, I don't think they're purging anymore. But, like, all the guys from that league that are in the record books, they'll stay there, which is awesome, because I've definitely got some record guys, and then, you know, there's guys from that league like Charles Sweeney, who was actually drafted by, I'm sure you guys remember him, K-Master Vike fan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Soviet Russia, blah, blah, blah.
And he changed his name to K-Mills after a while.
Yeah, he grew up a little bit, or he stopped liking the Vikings one or the other.
I always thought it was Michael Vick. It's not, it was the Vikings?
Yeah, it was the
Vikings.
It's
V-I-K, not V-I-C-K.
Yeah, it was the Vikings reference.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, he was a Vikings guy.
I thought he changed his name because of the dog controversy. Was that just dumb timing? Because that happened right then.
You know, he could have changed it because of that, I guess. I don't know. But I know when he originally had the name, it was a Vikings reference. He actually came over with me when we found the game. It was from somebody from a totally different website called NFL Draft Blitz, which was, you know, a website that, you know, had a bunch of different, you know, guys that would scout players about to enter the draft.
Oh.
There was Yizman, there was Matt Miller, there was Nepji, those people.
Yep.
Whatever happened to Yizman or Yizman or whatever his name was, what happened to him?
Sid's still around. I don't think he plays anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so. Sometimes he checks into posts, and I'm Facebook friends with him, so I could check.
He used to be a famous TCL stalker, too.
Yeah, he was.
Him, me, Rando, Tino.
Yiz, out of all the guys that I would picture as a real stalker, Yiz is the guy.
Well, Dietrich had said I was a stalker.
Why did you say that about Yiz?
Well, like I said, I'd known him for probably 5 years before we even found Draft Blitz, and, you know, he was the guy that would come up with people's addresses and stuff, or like Miller. Of course, this is before Matt Miller, you know, got big and stuff, but, you know, he was doing all kinds of scouting work a long time ago, and, you know, the teams listened to, you know, read his reports and stuff, even if nobody else knew about him. But Yiz called him out of the blue one day on his cell phone, and he never gave him the number or anything.
When was this?
This was, well, it was probably maybe a year after we found CSFBL, so 2005, because I joined in late 04, so.
That's funny.
This is actually, this month's actually my 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, wasn't it the 17th that you joined, or the 16th?
Something like that. I mean, I could go look it up. It shows on the...
Yeah, I know it's that part of the...
Yeah, we're kind of hitting our 10-year anniversary for most of us. Mine was March 27th of 2004, so I'm past my 10 years at this point.
As am I. I mentioned it on Facebook on April 15th. That was my 10 years.
I think everybody on this call has been here over 10 years. I actually think the longest is Joke, right, Joke? You were there from the very beginning.
Joke's been around forever.
April 1st of 2001 is what the site says, but I think that came on even later than when the actual games were being played.
So in 2001, that was right after you also got your AARP card.
Get off my friggin' yard.
No, but so when did the game actually start? It had to be right then, right? In 2001?
April 1st of 2000 was 2000. The original
date. Yeah, 2000.
Yeah, 2000 is when it went online.
So 2002 is when this version started.
Is there anybody that's still in the game from 2000?
Maybe Widowmaker.
Yeah, Widow was in the first two leagues mm-hmm. that I joined.
So Widowmaker is still Widow. In Remake.
And A and B. I think he's out of Remake, but A and B he's still in.
And he's in League of Lords, which is one of the oldest leagues, too.
Yeah, St. Paul Stormbringers bringing the storm for almost 20 titles.
That's right. That's you know, back in the team. Old days, when this game first started, I don't know if you guys remember this, anyone who played way, way, way long time ago, you used to be able to set your draft slot by how low your salary was. So if you dropped enough players before the flip, you could ensure a top three draft choice.
Well, was that every year and not just the first year? I mean, it still goes that way for the first draft. I know that.
Yeah.
It was that way for every year up to a point. I think the first six or eight seasons they did it that way. And so I was able to collect the number of awesome players in the League of Lords just by thinning down my roster and then picking them all back up after the flip.
Wow, so I didn't realize League of Lords was sold, but it has a league ID of 8, so it must be the second oldest league.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're created sequentially.
So basically, Joke, what you're saying is you were the first CSFBL cheater?
There are no tankers before this tanker, I'll tell you that.
The original tanker.
Hey, at least you finally admitted it.
So I'm looking at Widowmaker right now, and his franchise ID is 5. So he was literally one of the first people. So I wonder, does he know Brian outside of the game?
Not that I've ever heard.
No. So speaking of Brian, who's talked to Brian most recently out of this group?
Well, I would probably say it's going to be me. Yeah.
How recently have you talked to him?
Well, like had a conversation.
Yeah.
I would say for a little while. I mean, he just recently posted something in the development forums for everybody. You know, that kind of responded to. But he and I have talked. Oh, I want to say the last time the game went down, and it was down overnight. And I apologize for that, by the way. I may have been the one that brought it down. Jar gave me his expanded standings spreadsheet.
Uh-huh.
So I got that to finally work right, and I was running it for FOB, and I was trying to post it in, and I think that it overwhelmed the forum, and it just basically shut down the web server.
Oh.
And unfortunately, I don't have console access to that. I only have remote access, so I couldn't get it to restart. So I had to try to get a hold of Brian to do all that.
Yeah, that was the night of December 10th, 11 days ago.
Yep, around 10:30 Central Standard.
How do you know that, Benny?
Yeah, because I'm good with dates and facts and that sort of stuff, so
all right.
I remember it.
Stuff, don't you?
Are you one of those guys, Benny, that if I say December 8th, 2002, you can tell me it was a Thursday?
Yeah, that was a Sunday.
See, can you really do that?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, you savant.
Of course, he's an excellent driver. Crap.
All right, wait. We got
to hold on. I'm checking this.
Yeah, verify this while I'm talking to Benny here. So let me give you another date. I want to know if this is real or not, because I always thought this was some kind of trick. What day was my birthday, which is June 22nd, 1975?
June 22nd, 1975 was a... It was a Sunday.
It was
took me a little
Sunday.
While to figure that out. But.
So did you just look it up?
No.
How do you do it?
There's a sort of perpetual calendar type system in which set 1975, and you, every 28 years the cycle often repeats. So 1975 was like 2003.
Okay, but how do you do it?
Well, wait, I just know it. I just look it closest to the year that I actually remember, and then I subtract back and find it that way.
Okay, what was that date again, Jason?
So that one was June 22nd, 1975.
That was a Sunday.
So
December 8th, 2002, also a Sunday.
Yeah, I remember that. I was alive for that. That was a Sunday.
Okay, so it's easier for you to do dates that you were alive for that you remember.
Yes, and then I subtract back with the multiples of 28.
Okay, so let's try this one. What day of the week was January 2nd, 2004?
January 2nd, 2004 was a Friday.
I'm so confused as to how you do that. Like, what other things can you do that normal people can't do? Like, where you are operating at a higher level than the rest of us.
That's the number one thing. And I was wondering if anyone was going to get to that ability, because so many other people in so many different groups I'm involved in, they always come back to that for some reason.
Well, wait, did you say December 2nd, 2004?
No, January 2nd. December 8th.
January 2nd, okay. Yeah,
2004. Jason, I just want to jump in right there. I had a salad on that day.
I bet you did.
The dressing was very nice.
I probably had McDonald's. I wasn't living smart back then.
I was a freshman in college then.
Topped off with a beer.
Yeah,
McDonald's and a half rack.
Actually, that's pretty funny. I should do that. Any date that comes up, I had a Heineken. It's a safe
bet. Yeah, probably.
Exactly.
So I think the reason people come back to the date thing, Benny, is just because it's fascinating, because it's impossible for the rest of us to think like that.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's the most famous person I know that can do that was, is it Mary Lou Henner? She used to be on Taxi. Only Joke and I are going to remember Taxi, probably.
Hey, now, hold on. I remember Taxi.
All right.
What does yellow mean?
What does yellow mean?
Yep, what does yellow mean?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You watch Taxi and you don't remember that episode? Yeah. It's probably the funniest episode ever. It's Christopher Lloyd going for his driver's license, and Judd Hirsch is standing there with him, and Christopher Lloyd looks at him and goes, "What does yellow mean?" So Judd Hirsch goes, "Slow down." So then Christopher Lloyd goes, "What does yellow mean?" "Slow down. What does yellow mean?" And they do that for like 5 minutes. It's probably the greatest Taxi episode ever.
Yeah, that was a funny show. Danny DeVito was great on that show.
Yep.
Anyway, so I think Benny, we need to do an individual podcast, because I'm going to dig deep and figure this out so I can harness this ability.
Yeah, I can't
myself.
Really explain it, though. It's like, how can I explain just what happened on a random day and remember some facts from that day?
Yeah.
I've always been fascinated by it, and I remember reading one time somewhere, who knows where, that one of the thoughts is that we all have the ability to access our memory, that the majority of us, as we get farther in time from the memory, we lose the ability to connect to that memory. And possibly, these individuals still have maintained that connection where they can reach that memory still, where most of us can't.
Yeah, do TCLers, though, you have some of the best memories I've seen.
I just have a good memory about dumb shit that we did in the league. I don't know. Piggy, how about you? I take you as somebody that has this type of memory.
Really?
Yeah, I think you're really good with numbers.
I suppose, yeah. I do remember numbers pretty well, but the date thing, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't really see how it's useful to anything.
Well, but when I've heard other people talk about it, and correct me if I'm wrong, Benny, it's not just remembering the date. You can remember what you did on those days.
Oh, yeah. Like, at least the days I was alive for.
Yeah, like
sentence.
Let's just do a more recent one, like February 16th in 2012.
February 16th in 2012. In that 2012 year, 2012 started on a Sunday. That was a Thursday, but I was trying to think. That's about when CBA 2 came out, about.
I had a word.
Yeah, actually, I think it was February 13th was the release date for CBA 2.
See, that's pretty good. He was right there.
That's when Andujar Jars, you guys call him, came up with that tables to see the ladder. The ladder came out about a month before that.
Is the ladder?
Do you remember the ladder rankings?
Is that still going on?
I don't think so.
No.
You know, we as a collective need to inspire Jar a little bit. Obviously, he has a lot going on right now, but when he focuses on like fakebb.com or the ladder or all these other things that he does, the guy is a mad genius at coming up with good ideas.
You need to sit him down and get him on as a guest.
Yeah. You know, I've been hitting him up for it quite a bit, but if I can find the right time and I'll just work around his schedule, he would be a great guest to talk to.
Yeah, phenomenal.
He's hilarious. He's just as funny. Like, I've talked to him on the phone some, and he's just as funny on the phone as he is typing, which I find I'm definitely not, you know, because when you're typing on a forum versus talking to somebody live, you know, you've got more time to think about it and figure out how to say it that's going to be the funniest possible way to say it, that kind of thing. So, but he is.
He's just as funny on the phone, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how have I never talked to him? I don't know.
Because you're not special.
I know that.
It's not cool enough. You haven't had enough bad things happen to you in your life yet.
I can make up for it.
Please don't. We don't need any more of your horror stories.
No, we don't. I have enough for a lifetime at this point. I'm good. Now it's just good stuff. Good stuff. So actually, we talked about this before we started, but I'm looking at it right now, so I'm going to change the topic and talk about Joke's avatar here. So Joke's avatar is him, Mark McGuire, and Jose Canseco all next to each other flexing.
Yeah, it's the Bash Brothers photo.
Yeah. Joke, explain yourself.
Well, I was sitting around and Jose came up. Actually, you know, I think Jar put that together. He superimposed me on top of those two Bash Brother guys.
Jar did it?
I think so. Did anyone else claim that? I'm pretty sure it was Jar.
Where did he get the photo from?
I have no idea.
He got it from LinkedIn. Dude, the funniest thing about Joke, the funniest thing that Joke does is when he started, endorsing skills on LinkedIn of Dark Wolf. Tell that story, Joke.
Oh, no.
Well, apparently, this LinkedIn is a real thing, I guess.
It is.
You're not supposed to endorse people for things that aren't legitimate. But I just like people. I really do. And I just thought that he did so much so well that I wanted everyone to know. And so I've been endorsing him for Microsoft Skills and and interfacing and shopping and all kinds of things.
See, that's the thing is, I think you endorsed me for some funny skills too, but you have skills on yours like chopping wood and random stuff.
No,
very good at chopping wood.
Walleye fishing and bait technician.
Very applicable.
Yes, and hitting and kicking things I think is on there as well.
Well, that one I'll vouch for because as somebody that actually had to fake fight you. In the forums.
Yeah, that was one of my most stinging defeats. I should have stopped posting in the forums after that loss, but it just took longer.
It's so funny that you were legitimately upset because you knew that in a real fight there's no way I could take you, and you were mad that everybody else did not know that.
No, I just love to read the rationales that everyone was posting. Okay, so he'd get inside his range, and then he'd be able to do this. But he's really, you know, you see him post, and he's really angry.
No, you know what everybody said about me is they, because I was at a low point at that point. I was drinking a lot. I was depressed. They kept I kept winning because people said I had nothing to lose, which is not a compliment.
By the way, as long as we're talking in my corner, my son Tommy is here.
Oh, Toke Line.
Toke Line.
Hey, Toke.
Hello.
My little baby boy is now 6'3" and taller than I am, and he can kick the crap out of any of us.
Well, a couple of us have, just Ken and I on this call. Oh, and Bengal met him at the Minneapolis meetup, and that's where I taught that young man how to gamble excessively at the track and on blackjack.
Well, if you remember, you were doing Jelly's interview, and he was talking about that race that we won, miraculous race.
Yeah.
The fact that was left out was that Tommy picked all those horses in that race.
That's right, he did. So
Tommy, who was there just hanging out with us, and he was a much smaller kid then, was just there for the ride, but we decided we'd let him pick some horses, and so we were going on Tommy's picks because we hadn't been playing very well up until that point. And then the race unfolds the way it does, and it was just hilariously exultant, I guess.
That's funny because I remember we were sitting at the blackjack table and you and Toke were talking about going up to make that bet, and somehow we all got said that we were going to throw money in, and I think it was the first or second time that we all put in on the same thing, and then we won a actual trifecta on the first try. Boy, that horse racing betting's easy. Just let the kid pick. He's hot. And it's who has the picture of all of us standing with the ticket in front of the track?
I've got that.
Oh, you do? You got to post that up.
I think it's posted on the Minnesota trip thread.
Oh, I'll have to check that out. I got to say, it's our biggest victory.
But that was hilarious the way we had strangers taking pictures of us. We just won a huge thing and we took home like $40 a piece.
I remember hoping that no one asked us. Because they were all looking at us like, wow, they must have won big. But if they asked us, we would have had to been honest, and that would have just been embarrassing. Let's see here. I was going to ask Joke about something else. Or no, maybe I was going to ask Toke. Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So, Toke, is Toke still around?
Yeah, he's here.
Yes, okay. I am.
Toke, I want you to come clean about how much of your dad's success is really you.
On what specifically? CSFBL?
I don't know. Where are you making life successful in life?
I give him a lot of life coaching, but usually that comes at a price. So that's a little separate.
So in CSFBL, how much of his team is really your doing?
If you go back a couple years, a lot of it was actually influenced by me. But with me going off to college and everything, I haven't really been keeping up with it or anything recently.
Maybe he wouldn't have gotten bounced the past 2 years out of the playoffs if you were helping out.
I agree.
Maybe he wouldn't have lost to me in the A and B playoffs 2 years in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think what we're trying to say, Toke, is you need to quit school so you can manage your dad's fake
a career in CSFBL coaching.
Here's another thing you got to understand from behind the scenes. We've had a lot of controversy about the rename thread. Most of the renames are things that Tommy and I are doing that we're just laughing our butts off because they're hilarious. We bat ideas back and forth, and we ultimately say, we got it. We got to move with this. We got to try this one. And
I think you will not believe
how much enjoyment
really
we've gotten out of our little corner of the world just thinking up renames and trying to sneak them past the ultimate rename Nazi.
I think your renames
and a lot
have
of the ones
really
that go
original
on there are the better ones too. I think we had ones like Moot Flopadoot and just ridiculous gibberish that were about to hit the threads, and then we decided against it to our better judgment most of the time.
See, I think ridiculous gibberish would be a great rename.
That's a good
I really
name.
Wanted to rename one of Zuba's high draft picks. I wanted to call him Sprinkles Belvedere.
Actually, that would fit in with my one percenter theme. I'm gonna use that, Sprinkles Belvedere. You can call me Mister. That'll be his motto. I love that. So, Toke, I think you need to get a handle on your dad's teams because he's building them for the regular season, not the playoffs, apparently.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I think he's cursed. Might have to find something to break that.
Yeah, maybe.
Go see an exorcist.
Yeah, like, send me the belt, even though I may not deserve it.
Hey, Joke, I think I've got a picture for you that will help break that.
What is that?
I said, I think I've got a picture for you that'll help break that.
Who is this?
That's Reds.
Reds.
Oh, yes. Reds, come back to the league for no other reason but to trade me so I can unload Carlson on you again. That would be great.
Oh, yeah. That would be absolutely awesome.
Now,
but then I'll wind up getting that pitcher back and then just ticking you off on him.
Joke, does it upset you that Denton True is no longer the best pitcher in TCL history?
Not actually. It doesn't, because Cole has been just an unbelievable beast. The things that I was trying to get True to do, like to make 400 strikeouts for so many years in a row, or to try to get to 30 wins, which he never did, Cole has done just so effortlessly. And even before him, Moreno really did some things that were amazing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. I was talking about Patrick Gray.
Yeah, Gray, that's funny.
Oh, boom.
Patrick Gray, that's one of the saddest things I've seen. A kid that was a fake ball player that was so dominant, and they just totally fell off the table. When True was hitting his stride, Gray was falling off the table.
Well, maybe it's like you and the Bash brothers. Maybe there's a little bit more to the story on how he was able to sustain for so long.
What are you suggesting?
I'm not suggesting anything.
Are you suggesting juicing?
No, no.
This interview's over.
I would never. Whatever. Now, hey, actually, I got one more question for Toke before we move on.
All right, I have to tell you, he has mono. He's not very well, but he's resting up over here, so yeah, he'll try
he
to
stay
with it.
Had mono for like 2 weeks? How many girls is he kissing?
He's had mono for over a month.
Oh, Toke, yeah, man.
Had it finals week.
So
kind of rough.
So, how come, you know, you did a site visit to Wisconsin, you stayed at my hotel.
Mm-hmm.
What did I do wrong? Because I thought it went so well. I tried to wine and dine you guys. I tried to be a good host. And then you still just gave me the Heisman.
See, the thing was, you wine and dined my dad. Oh. And so he ended up very drunk in the hotel room. And I had to be the one to deal with him.
Yeah, I have a lot of Wisconsin clothes, and I don't know where they came from.
Yeah, that was me. That was the... I mean, that's what happens when you come to Wisconsin, though. You start drinking, so maybe it's better you didn't come here.
That's the other part, too, is you turned him traitor. And so now we went from a family of all U of M residents and students to three U of M students and a traitor.
And a Wisconsin fan.
That's not actually true. But I do love jump around. That's one of the best things I've ever experienced.
I would agree with
that. It is, yeah. It's cool. So... Let me switch this to Bengal for a second. How come you guys live so close and you guys never hang out?
Maybe because Joke's old enough to be my dad.
Or it could be that if I see him, I'll have him arrested on sight.
I just
you probably actually do live pretty close. It's probably only 20 minutes.
That's true. You, me, and Clayton Kershaw should get together.
And Lemke.
And Lemke.
Yeah. And Widowmaker.
Is Widowmaker in Minneapolis?
Yeah, he's in Minneapolis, I think. Wow. Definitely in Minnesota.
Wow.
Well, Widowmaker can't be a spring chicken either.
What are you talking about?
I was just... But, because... You guys were such good hosts up in Minneapolis. I knew that you guys must live relatively close. And actually, Lemke lives right in between both of you, I think.
Probably does.
Yeah, so actually, and Aztecs is probably closer to you than he was to me when I lived in Madison. We got to get this thing going. So we've been talking, I've been talking behind the scenes a little bit about setting up the 10-year anniversary for TCL get-together, and this is going to be a big one. And so let me get everybody's thoughts here, and let me start with Mac, because he's earned it by having to run this league for so long. Mac, I'm thinking that we almost have to do it in Vegas because it has the party, it's cheap flights, it's cheap hotels, and it'll get the biggest turnout. What do you think?
Yeah, I think Vegas is where we'll go.
Boom. All right. Let's see. Piggy, what do you think? You can make Vegas?
I don't know. I think that you would turn some people off by being there.
Yeah.
And just like Jelly said, for me, it would be definitely easier to get to Chicago or New York.
Vegas has the most direct flights to any city in America.
Not from here.
And not from
He's
Stockholm.
He's not in America.
That's true. Ken, what do you
my
think?
Wife is giving, my wife has given thumbs up to Chicago.
Oh. We're not talking Chicago. I want the gavel in Vegas. Me and her are going to dance the night away at the Tropicana while you guys are over at Caesar's Palace losing your money.
She's sitting right here.
I know it. She's probably nodding her head.
Yeah, that's beside the point. She's sitting right here.
I just want her to know that I've been working on my dance game. I got my swing down. I got my tango down. I can even foxtrot. These boots were made for dancing. And I think Gavel and I at the Tropicana is a date. I don't know. So, all right, Ken, Speechless. What do you think? Vegas?
I think Vegas would work great. I mean, if there's issues for people, as a fallback, I'd say something secondary. Austin's not a bad place to be, of course.
Austin's a great place to be. The only thing I was thinking is if the larger the group of people, you want everybody to have things to do, and there's just, it's just built in Vegas. There's a million things that we can do.
Yeah, that's true.
In a small confined area where we're not worried about transportation and everything else, because like even when there's four of us in Louisville, there's a lot to do in Louisville. But the transportation, the hotel rooms, all that stuff, was tougher than it would be in Vegas, because and I know somebody in Vegas that can hook us up with rooms. Well, not for free, but they can make sure we get rooms together. And
which hotel chain do you work for? I always seem to forget that one.
Well, I don't work for hotels anymore, but I did work for Hilton.
You like the Hilton Place and that type of...
But guy that I know actually is a concierge at Caesars, so they have a few hotels.
Yeah, they do. I don't know that all of us could afford Caesars, but I'm sure something in their chain we could all figure out.
What do you think, Reds? You could get to Vegas?
Well, I could if I was single.
Can bring your wife.
Yeah, who's going to watch my kids for that time?
Well, I don't know about your kids, but I plan on dancing with your wife at the Tropicana. Why yeah, everybody
that's
else
part of the
is down?
I don't want her around you, dude. I'm kind of with joke on that one. I don't want you around my wife.
That's funny.
He's abstaining. He's no worry.
My
wife's a little disappointed. You dropped her before you've got a chance to dance with her.
No, she's my only girl. You tell her she's my only girl. She's the only one I care about.
The only one, honey. He says he's the only one.
Yeah. Benny, would you come to a TCL meetup?
Probably not. I'm not part of the league, and Vegas is the other side of the country for me anyway.
You got to quit saying you're not part of the league, because you've posted more than...
Well, I'm part of the forums, but I'm not part of the league.
You're part of the league.
Trust me, okay? The league started out forum-based.
Yes.
And it was more about community than anything else.
Oh, really, I know.
But, you've been there. Look, you've posted more than CK has.
Yeah, that's true. I probably posted more than Smittius has since he joined.
I would challenge that TCL is the one league that is forum-based and then has the game as a supplement. So I would say anybody that's part of the forum community is part of the league. And
possibly.
That's why, all the people that have come back multiple times were always really part of the league, like guys like PR and Mac and Reds and, all the people, a lot of people on this call never ceased to be part of the league.
Yeah, don't forget Ken.
Me
Ken.
Twice.
Ken twice, yeah.
Ken actually made it back. I have not.
Yeah, you'll get back one of these years, one of these, I don't know when.
Well, the one thing I've noticed with the votes, Reds, that you need to take into account is if you look at how the votes, we vacillate between bringing in new blood, bringing in somebody that was loyal to us. And if you look, you know, we always want to bring in somebody new, and then we bring in somebody old. We do it every time, and this was no different.
No, not true. The past three votes have all been new people. It was CK, Daniel Payton, and now Smithius.
But before that, it was Mac and PR in a row.
I mean, it's not directly in a row, but...
What's PR been in the league four different times now?
Three times. Well,
at least three, I think.
Three for, like, me.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was Deadwood Outlaws, Provigla Plague, and then now.
Yeah, three's the hot.
Yeah, Ken and PR have both been in three times.
But I have to say that it feels that the league has gone more towards the game competition than the forums, because when I go back and I read through, it feels a lot like it's kind of the same old posting all the time. There's like five or six people that are posting all the time.
Well, if you look over the past couple of weeks, though, we've had probably the highest posts that we've had in 4 or 5 years.
I don't know. Bingle's got to run his monthly post update.
How do you run that, Bengal?
I have it in a spreadsheet, and I do it all manually. I basically sort the spreadsheet by the league name, go down the forums, type it in, sort it, and post it.
So
nothing special.
If you won the lottery and went to a deserted island, we would never have that information again.
I'm sure that wouldn't be the end of the world, but no, you wouldn't.
Yeah, so we got to have a backup for you.
Well, when Clone or Crocco, whoever was doing it, when they quit, just picked it up from where he had stopped.
Mm. Well, I didn't realize you had to do that manually. Rhett, get on that, man.
Yeah, it's all MySQL based. It's a huge pain in the rear end. The forum system's all locked down.
It's all who you train in the rear end. Is that what you said?
Oi.
can I throw a quick pause on this conversation?
Yeah.
So I have Red Zone up and muted. Cam Newton just scored a rushing touchdown, does his Superman thing, and then walks the ball over to the stands, gives it to a kid, and then three other kids run up and start fighting with them over the ball. We're talking like 8 years old.
Like actually fighting?
Wow.
Physically, but I mean, it was a tug of war match for the ball. It was awesome. You know, I mean, you see the grown-ups do it before. I thought kids would be better than that.
Well, yeah, well, that one...
You haven't met my kids.
And it's probably the adults encouraging the kids, hey, go take that ball from him. I will never take my kids to an NFL game.
Really?
No.
Why?
No. A bunch of drunk assholes.
Well, Sorry, Gavin. I was having this conversation recently with somebody talking about wearing opposing team colors to a game, and I would never do that. Like, I went to the Packers-Bears game in Chicago, and everybody was giving me shit because I didn't wear Packer colors. I was like, there is no chance I'm walking into Soldier Field in Packer colors. Like, there's just too many drunk people that do really stupid stuff. What's everybody's feelings on that?
Oh, especially with kids around? Like, my middle son, you know, he says he's a Packer fan. I'm trying to get him out of that.
Good for him.
No, I would never take him to, like, a Bengals-Packer game, even if I'm wearing my Bengals and he's wearing his Packer stuff, because I can only imagine what these people would do to a 9-year-old kid just because they like another team. I mean, it's just, they're ridiculous.
Packers, though, aren't your big rivalries the Browns and the Steelers and the Ravens? Packers aren't even in your conference, let alone your division.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean my son can't like them.
No,
in terms of the fans really hating on him for, we hate the Cowboys and Giants because they're in our division.
Yeah, so, but you know, I think it goes by if you don't support the home team.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to a home team game wearing the opposing team colors, that's always bad.
You know, honestly, you know, I took my son up to Kansas City a few years ago, the year the Packers went 15-1, and that was the one loss.
Yeah, 2011.
Yeah, we were at that game, and we had a great experience. I mean, everybody was really friendly. Of course, there were a number of Packers fans there too, but, you know, we were sitting around nothing but Kansas City fans, and they were nothing but polite to us. You know, I think a lot of it has to do with, I mean, drinking definitely is a factor, but also the way you treat the people. You know, you treat them with respect first, and they'll kind of give it back to you. Whereas, you know, if we'd have been ahead, you know, and talking trash, I'm sure it would have been a different situation. But
well, and I think there's something else there too, Ken. Where were you sitting at? Were you up in the nosebleeds, or were you down in the nicer seats?
No, we were down low.
Well, okay. That explains part of it.
I think that explains a lot of it too, because I went to a Bengals-Patriots game last year and took Allison. And we actually sat next to some Patriots, but we were only like maybe 15 rows from the field. Everybody was super nice. And I think you get a completely different type of person down there than you do for the guy that's been out drinking since 4 o'clock that morning.
Yeah, the old Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, the 700 level was the perfect example of that. Those fans were notorious for being hostile.
Yeah, I think there's some cities that you just know you're going to find trouble. Chicago's definitely one of them. Philly's definitely one of them. And then the big incident in L.A., Mac's team, Brian Stowe.
Brian Stowe.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Sports happened, should never turn to violence.
No,
I mean,
absolutely.
It happened in Cleveland, too, with a kid.
But yes, I mean, certainly you can do things to keep yourself out of trouble by not being an antagonist, all those type of things. But at the very least, just being there and having, 20,000 people giving you the stink eye is an uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, and I guess for me, you know, I've always, when I go to football games, I like to sit fairly, you know, fairly close to the field. So I'd rather go to one game and sit, you know, 10 rows up then go to 3 games and sit in the nosebleed. So I guess I've probably just had good experiences because of that.
Hey,
I'll tell you, from my standpoint, the experience I've had in going to games where there's opposing fans, it's never a problem in the stadium if you handle it right, if you talk to the guys before the game starts, you just kind of make a relationship of sorts with them before things get heated in the middle of the game. But the time you cannot escape is after the game when you're walking out and all kinds of folks you never talk to are all pissed up and pissed off about the game.
Yeah.
We went down to watch the Vikings play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers down in Tampa Bay for a Monday night game. And I tell you, some of the most raunchy fans I've ever encountered, I encountered after the game outside the stadium walking to our car.
Oh, yeah. No, I can speak to that, too. Leaving the playoff game in Arizona with the Packers. And it was the year that that was the same year Minnesota was still in the playoffs. So
there was a year that we were in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That was 1968.
Hey, no, I was alive.
You should remember that one.
I was alive. I was 11 years old.
The season always ends on a loss.
But, the Cardinals were going to play to play Favre, and that was the year he went back to Minnesota, you know, so for Packers fans, he was dead. And as I was walking out after that loss and the way that game ended, and almost got into a fight with a jackass telling me I could go do things to Brett Favre now. Not kill him, but other things.
Yeah.
Right, we got it.
So... Hey, Piggy might have some special knowledge of this because he's in an area that's famous for soccer hooliganism.
Yeah, definitely. And everyone here looks to America for the great culture where all the fans are friends in the stands and don't fight.
Are you being snarky right now?
No.
You're being serious? Way,
really?
Yeah, that's the way the media talks about it.
Oh, really?
And,
wow.
Well, and I think that's probably true in comparison because, I mean, if you look at soccer stadiums, it's not abnormal for fights to break out throughout the stands.
Or people to be beheaded.
Well, you know, that's not true at all here. The media blows it up a bit.
Well, Sweden's more of a peaceful country from what I've heard. But if you go to England, you go to Scotland, you go to Wales, or you go to other parts of Europe, that's just the soccer hooligans that don't even care about the game itself. They just want to make trouble.
Well, you go to, like, British Premier League, you can't stand up. You know, everybody in the stadium has to have a seat, and you're pretty much expected to stay in your seat for the whole game. I mean, nobody stand up for specific things, but...
Yeah, but when you mentioned British soccer, I think that's one of the things that where the grass is greener on the other yard, because I look at those fans, you know, with the singing and the chanting and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that's fever pitch. Now, of course, it goes over the line when you start instigating fights and things like that. But, you know, sometimes you wish the fandom here was a little more like that.
They root for their home team no matter what until the day they die.
That's where the Philly fans are.
Are they? I don't know. We were talking about... Oh, you didn't listen to the podcast.
No, I haven't listened to the Boise one, no.
Yeah, I have a thing about Philly fans, because Philly is... their fans are the worst. They only...
Always going to bring up booing Santa Claus, even though that happened in 1968.
No,
get
I'm
over
not bringing
it.
That up.
Hey, still booed Santa Claus.
I'm bringing up the fact that they only like... short white guys that bring their lunch pail. That's the most racist group of fans that you'll ever find.
Well, that's a stereotypical fan.
And they'll love their black athletes until they're not playing up to level, and then they'll turn on them in a second. But you got Invincible and Rocky Balboa out there that they're going to love forever.
See, hey, nobody really likes Donovan McNabb was not well liked even when he was successful.
Hey, don't forget the wide receiver Cooper.
Yeah, he had his problems.
But the booing that I remember, obviously, you know, I'm not Joke's age, so I wasn't around for booing Santa Claus. The booing that I remember from...
I was born before there was Santa Claus. I remember when he was little.
Booing Michael Irvin, or cheering Michael Irvin when he got hurt.
Yeah, I can't defend that.
That's the one that always...
But he was an ass. Not defending it, but he was an ass.
You never cheer for people to get hurt, though.
Shouldn't.
He was. He was, definitely, and still is, but...
Yeah, definitely.
But that one just... Ugh.
Yeah, people... That was legitimate.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about Philly fans. I don't know.
Well, do you like them more than New York fans?
No.
Wait a minute. Which New York fans? There's like
the giant Yankee fans.
The Yankee fans are the worst.
Why?
Because that team is always perfect and can never do any wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just Yankee fans are the most stuck-up, snobbish, worst fans ever.
I mean, and I know over the last 20-plus years, Packer fans, I've seen them rise to a certain level of snobbishness, but we're still at least... I know I'm not, but I think most Packer fans still aren't on the level of Yankees fans as far as their team can do no wrong, or the instant one guy plays bad, you got to get somebody else that's going to be better than him, that kind of thing.
That's nothing compared to the worst fans of all, the Sun Prairie Cardinal fans.
Yeah, SBC Nation.
Oh, man. There's mouth breathers.
They're ravenous. Yeah, no, you know what? They are mouth breathers, but only in between when they're chewing on their toenails and spitting them at the TV. They're the best fans in the world.
What's wrong with TVs? Chewing on your toenails?
Yeah, I was going to say, what's wrong with chewing on your toenails?
They do that in your area of the country, right, Reds?
Well, yeah, I mean, they don't have shoes. So you got to do something. I mean, you got to take care of your feet.
Why do you even live in that area of the country?
Because they gave me a $20,000 raise to get down here.
No, that not the area that you're in now. That's pretty good. You're in Nashville, right?
Yeah, that's an emerging tech city, isn't it?
A little bit. Oh, yeah. Nashville is getting huge.
No, Nashville's a cool city. I've been there.
Yeah.
I was talking about Kentucky.
Yeah, I was sure it was going the Kentucky route there.
Yeah, no. Okay, so, you know, born and raised in Cincinnati. But my parents split when I was six and split up. So I spent a lot of time living with my mom on the eastern half of Kentucky, right near West Virginia, on a farm. So I just, hey, go UK Wildcats, I bleed blue. And I've just kind of lived there my whole life, and I just kept going back.
Why did you say that like you're on a dating website?
Maybe because I've had to defend it so many times.
Like,
it just
I'm
comes
from
out
Kentucky,
like
Kentucky, go
Kentucky people. But I'll tell you what, we love it down here in Tennessee. You know, we're a little bit north of Nashville. and just absolutely loved it. It's just some of the most beautiful country we've ever been in.
Okay, hang on. You know what? I realized that we never finished our conversation about the 10-year TCL meetup. I want to get back to that for a second. In all seriousness,
I thought this was the 10 years. Felt like it.
It's coming up soon. It's June of 2005 is when the leak started. Joe, would you come to Las Vegas?
I think that I would. The question is, I'd like to be able to bring my spouse and my son along,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we have to see what they're all about during those times.
So, yeah, I think we should encourage people to bring their significant others, all that stuff, so that people can do their own thing whenever they want, and we just have, like, one night that's just, you know, the owners only or something like that, and then the rest of the time people can make it a little mini vacation for their family or whatever.
I'm pretty much of the mind of, that Piggy advanced before as well. There's kind of a perception about Vegas in terms of going there as opposed to some other place. You know, I've been there. I know this group will probably keep it rational. I know any group that Jelly is a part of and husbanding will be watched over and cared for and nurtured as only he can. So I'm not concerned about that, but I'm just looking at what would be the most advantageous to get everybody here, the most people here.
Well, you know, the thing that I've noticed in our past meetups is finances are always seem to be one of the biggest concerns for people right after availability. And the reason I thought about Vegas is, you know, obviously there's gambling and things like that you got to be careful of, but it's the least expensive of the big cities we could go to.
Yeah, Vegas can be done reasonably. And it should get, I would think it would get a large gathering of people. Gaddis and Cubs are right there.
So, yeah, we actually have a lot of people that don't drink alcohol. And now they've
offered their, you know, quote-unquote support, you know, in that type of situation.
And the biggest worry would be a drunk Zubaz, and that's not going to happen.
No, our biggest worry would be that we do a live Wolf game and Zubaz brings in a bunch of showgirls to play with us.
That might happen, actually. I have not lost my propensity to do big things like that.
What's the worry there?
Where's the loss in that?
Hey, did you guys get your shirts?
Nope.
Oh, really?
Not yet.
Oh,
not yet.
I didn't check the mail yesterday, so I'll go down after the call and check and see.
Goot got his yesterday.
Go down? How freaking far do you have to go to get to your mailbox?
Well, I live in a second-story apartment, so it does require walking outside, downstairs and to the mail area, which is actually a building down. So,
Ken, is your new lady living with you?
Yes.
Oh.
Hey, when's the wedding?
What?
I said, when's the wedding?
Not.
Oh, really? It's off for now?
Yeah, no, there's...
Breaking news.
Is that off limits? Let's move on.
Let's move on.
Yeah, that's the shut up cue.
Yeah, I got it. Loud and clear. What was I saying right before that, before Red's Vegas talking about the mailbox?
Vegas meetup.
You said Goot got his.
T-shirts.
Well, I think we can make Vegas work. You know, there must be a website where we can coordinate schedules so everybody can. Because the other thing we got to figure out is the date, even if the location's still up in the air. There must be a website where everybody can put in dates that don't work for them. Because I know, like, Bengal has his kids every other weekend and stuff like that, so that we could coordinate the best possible time. Anybody know anything like that?
Put a spreadsheet on Google Drive.
Oh, Google Drive sucks.
What?
Just put a spreadsheet on any cloud put a spreadsheet on any cloud service that has editing abilities for the user.
No, but I'm saying there must be a website where it's like coordinateadate.com type thing.
I think you just found your gold mine there, Zubaz.
If that's not a thing, I'm going to do it. That's a money idea.
Bengal, I'll help you with it.
Okay, cool. Bengal, you still have your kids every other weekend?
I do, but they've been passed up for me to go to Vegas twice this year. So
You've been to Vegas twice this year?
Like every other month, don't you?
Priorities are correct.
I've been to Vegas twice this year and twice last year.
How do you for what?
It's this year I went with some family, and then I went with the neighbors and Amy another time this year. And the last year I went with, I don't remember who I went with.
So you're a big fan of Vegas.
Yep.
So what do you do when you go out there? Do you gamble? You go to the shows? What do you do?
I have never been to a show. I drink a lot of tall Coors Lights from every pharmacy around there, and I lose a lot of money on gambling.
Wait, why do you get them from pharmacies?
Because you could buy those four tall Coors Lights for like $8. It's cheap.
So you know
it's like the CVS and Walgreens.
You know the secrets to Vegas then on how to save money.
Yes.
I have to admit, you know, as a guy that doesn't drink that much anymore, one of the coolest things about Vegas is being able to just walk around outside with an open container.
It is cool. People
hey, Jason,
watching.
Hey,
I'm trying to get PR there.
What's that, Reds?
Hey, I was going to say, I just sent you a text. It's called doodle.com.
I knew it.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. But
Piggy, you knew about it too?
Yeah, I was just going to say it. Can't Benny plan it?
No.
Oh, yeah, we'll just make Benny plan it.
Well, yeah, yeah, that's going to happen.
We're named with Benny.
Right. Yeah, we just give Benny all of our schedules
no.
and the date that works. Like, and like, yeah.
Hey, Benny, does that date thing work in the future? Like, you can say, well, obviously you guys were doing it on June 22nd, 2015.
Yeah, I could do it in the future.
Yeah, all right. Actually, Reds, this is it. This is it right here, doodle.com. Simplifying scheduling, you can set it up. Yeah, this is perfect. Nice job, man.
Hey, you're welcome. That's what I'm here for.
Well,
that and breaking the game since 2010.
Yeah, there you go. Let's see. We're at about an hour and a half. I'm sure there's a million other things we can talk about. Anybody have any hot topics that we need to get out there that are good for my ratings? No one?
No one, apparently.
I'm intimidated by Joe's arm there in that avatar.
You know what?
I can't see any of your avatars, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh, when Joke was in Wisconsin, he was in my fitness center, and I don't remember why I had to go talk to him. I was giving him something. I walk into the fitness center, and he's just crushing all sorts of iron on me. And I was just like, you know what? You're beautiful. You're like a sculpted Adonis, but I'm wearing a $1,000 suit, so I got my own game going on.
All you have to do is kick him in the knee.
That's clearly true.
Yeah, you're nursing some injuries, aren't you?
Yeah, that's part of that aging thing.
What's going on?
Well, I'm coming back from the knee having blown up.
Yep.
I'm doing better. I'm working out every morning at 5:30, so working it back into shape.
Yeah, that has to be frustrating when you're used to a certain level of activity and then can't do it.
Well, I'll cue you in on something. When you get to a certain age, if you lay off for a period of time and you eat Ripple chips and drink Cokes and things like that, you get fat.
You're not really doing that,
yeah,
are you? Are you drinking soda?
30.
I love Ripple chips.
That surprises me.
I was alive when there weren't Ripple chips, and then they were invented, and it was the greatest thing.
Ruffles or Ripple chips?
Ripple chips. Ruffles were the first Ripple chips.
Oh, okay.
Ruffles have ridges.
Oh, Wavy Lays. Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, there's some other ones. All right. So I'm gonna round this out by giving everybody a last word. So think about what your last word is going to be before we end this podcast. So we're gonna start with Mac. Mac, what is the last word that you want to give everybody?
That was a really short time to think.
Oh, I can go to somebody else.
Great job, Mac. That was perfect.
Let's start with Ken. Ken, give us the last word.
Nobody root for Roswell. You know, I got to keep this negative. We got to keep the forum jinx up so the belt doesn't have to get sent out to Dark Wolf.
Yeah, let's talk about that for 1 second before I let everybody sign off. Like, Dark Wolf has said not one thing about this belt. I don't think he cares about this belt.
Wow. He's getting endorsed by Joke. That's more important.
I'm really worried that he's going to get this belt and not do anything with it.
Oh, I think he'll do something with it. I think he'll throw it in the trash.
Are you serious? Like Riddick Bowe style? Like drop the WBO title in the trash?
I think you might, yeah.
I would be happy to accept the award on his behalf.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you should have beaten him.
Yeah, you got me scared now. I really hope that doesn't happen.
He posted about it.
Oh,
some
he did?
Joke post. Yeah.
Yeah,
something
he's
about. I don't even know what he said.
About
this
the belt?
This is why Benny's
yeah.
in the week.
Oh, all right. This is why, yeah.
Day of the week was it, Benny?
I don't know, a couple days ago, I think.
Honestly, Benny, is there any chance I could hire you just to walk around with me?
No.
Like, just, you would save me so much because my memory is atrocious.
Well, you could get all of us here. We have some good memories.
Yeah, maybe.
Just your own walking, talking personal organizer. What am I doing on this date, Benny? What day is that?
I always wanted an entourage.
You already have an entourage. It's called TCL.
Yeah, that's right. I get all you guys. We'd just walk around, have joke behind me, like playing my theme music with some bongos or something. All right, so Ken's last word is do not say anything nice about Roswell. Keep the forum jinx from hurting him. And we will all abide by that. Do you want us to actually say negative things, Ken, or just not say anything?
No, I don't think you have to say negative things. I mean, I'll leave that to me. You know, I hate this game.
We'll just keep it neutral. Because we're all rooting for you, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
All right, joke. What's the last word, my friend?
Well, the last word is, this is a terrific idea. I'm glad you did it. It's so nice to have the byplay with folks back and forth on this sort of thing. We try to get it done on the forum. Sometimes people take things, they read the wrong way, but this always helps you make a little bit better connection with the folks that you're posting with that you never see.
Yeah.
So these are great, and I hope we do them again, more in this style as well.
I think so, too. This one was really successful. I was a little bit worried about it, but it's turning into one of the coolest things that we've done. So I definitely will, maybe two or three guests at a time, something like that, and thanks for being on it, too. That was awesome.
Well, my pleasure.
All right, Benny, what's the last word?
Well, I'd like to wish everyone a happy holidays. And, of course, by holidays, you could say a Merry Christmas, the happy rest of Hanukkah, Festivus, and, of course, a happy 2015. And I guess the last thing I would like to say is my motto is just to stay informed about your government, about a local government, state government, national government, and what's happening in the international scene. Just being informed, that's my credo to live by, and I hope you guys stay up to abreast of what's happening, whether it's in TCL or in politics or anything else.
I love that, Benny. You know, you and I are Facebook friends, and I've read a lot of your posts, so I want you to commit to me that you and I will do a one-on-one podcast, because I want to get in deep into the politics.
Yeah, at some point,
you.
I might.
Yeah.
It would be next year if I did it.
Like in 5 days next year?
Next year doesn't start for 12 days.
Oh, all right.
5 days, I mean.
And it'll be a Thursday.
It will be. All right, yeah. So I'm holding you to that, Benny. We're going to
do it. Do it, Benny.
Some point in 2015, I'll do a podcast with you.
Done. I'll take it. All right, Piggy, what's the last word?
Well, thanks for remembering me. And we should take a moment and remember that Pimp did not win the belt, and Harold Cole did not win the belt.
Oh, that hurt so bad. I really thought I had the team. You know, I had it built for the playoffs. I had two aces. I had the best hitter in the league. I should have won. And then to lose to freaking Boise of all people, man. And you know how much trash that guy talks through text message. It's painful to lose to that guy.
Hey, let me ask you a real quick question, Jason. When he texts you, does he go fucking as well?
And the funny thing is when I said that on the forums, he's like, wait, do I have a accent? And then he texts me, he's like, do I really have an accent? Like, really? You can't tell that you are using vowels that nobody else knows? Come on. Anyways. Piggy, also, we should mentioned that Pimp originally agreed to be on this podcast, and somehow he fell off, too.
He did?
Yeah, he was originally going to be on this podcast. I don't know where he went.
He couldn't put up with the public ridicule.
Maybe. All right, who's next? Reds, what's the last word?
Well, I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. You know, Happy Jellymas. You know, I just want to thank everybody for the past few years. It's you guys have really been there a lot of times when I needed it. You know, both good and bad, and just want to thank you all for that. And I just, you know, love each and every one of you in your own little special way.
I like that. We love you too, Reds. And you were talked about on this podcast, so that yes. makes 18 in a row.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Rock star.
All right, Bengal, what do you got for us?
Well, thanks for having me. And I was going to say, since you brought up Joe and I live so close, we've never met, I'll be over for dinner. What are we having?
I heard the gavel makes a mean meatloaf.
I do like meatloaf.
Hey, as we are speaking, a post office truck is pulling up to my house with a box. Uh-oh. This might be a Zuba's gift. Hold on.
On
I'm going to leave for a second.
On Sunday?
Well, they're delivering the four Sundays before Christmas. Sundays.
Yeah, Christmas schedule.
Wait, what's the Christmas schedule?
They're working.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah. November 30th, December 7th, 14th, and 21st, yeah.
So
those are all Sundays, right, Benny?
Yes.
So Joke is one of the few people that got a different shirt than everybody else. So because I knew the shirt that I made, he would never wear, so I got him a different one.
This is it. I'm holding the box in my hand and it's shaking it. It's got to be it.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Well, it's in an envelope. It's not a box.
Well, this is in a box, so. Oh,
that's not it.
Envelope, you say?
Yeah, it's a padded bubble envelope. Manila bubble envelope.
That's too bad, because I really wanted him to open it live on the podcast.
Yeah, because he has one that I think, the shirt that I got Joke, I think really embodies his real personality. So we'll have to wait for that for next time. So, all right, so Bengal is having dinner over at Joke's house. That's good. And then last but not least, Mac, what do you got?
Well, I definitely have to echo what Piggy said. At least Pimp didn't get it. So no matter what, that's the case.
So you guys are happy that Pimp didn't get it?
Well, yeah, of course.
Just because, well, I know why you, Piggy, because you guys had a pretty fierce rivalry there.
Well, we're in that division as well. And, you know, we would never hear the end of it if he gets the first one.
That's true.
I mean, whoever gets the first one is going to brag, but... I mean,
I really wanted him to get it because he was serious that he was going to use it as a sumo undergarment and wear nothing else.
He'll get plenty of them.
Well, I can't wait to see that. I don't know how he's going to post it. I don't think he's going to get that thing up on YouTube.
So. That thing being what?
Well...
Yeah, I was going to leave that one.
yeah, I don't know. I'll leave that up to the imagination.
Benny, I'm really glad you joined us. It was really good to actually hear from you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be there, Mac.
I almost forgot somebody. Is our token Gavel around? Do they have a last word for us?
Gavel is here. I walked out of the room because Tommy was hacking out a lung, so I left him behind. Here's Gavel.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Gavel, do you have a last word for us?
Not really. Happy holidays, guys.
You are the first.
Thank you.
Gavel, you are the first female guest in Threads of Time podcast history. So you're making history.
Hey, it's an honor, guys.
Well, it's not. I know that's not true, but I appreciate you saying it. It makes me feel better. It's the holiday season.
You need to get the couple with Lemke next.
Yeah, actually, I need get T's on here.
Yeah, get and Lemke, get both of them. Get the couple.
Actually, that's not a bad idea because, as any of us that have met T's know, she's a wild woman. She's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'd want to see more of her, but it seemed like Wolf scared her away from the forums.
That's right. That was one of the funniest rivalries in TCL history was T's versus Wolf. I need to talk her into posting on the forums more.
Yes, you need to get her back to the forums, definitely.
Okay.
Wolf won't bite anymore. Although that's probably not true.
Yeah, that's not true. What were you going to say, Reds?
I forgot there was something else I was going to mention because I've been thinking about this a lot recently. And since he was not able to make the podcast today, has anybody ever noticed that when Jelly's teams are bad, it's always because he doesn't have enough time? But when anybody else's teams are bad, they're tanking. Can we just call him out for that? Can we just do that once and tell him to call a spade?
That is kind of funny.
He's tanking.
That is funny. He does do that.
It does make me feel bad for him. Do you think I should post a thread? We could maybe call it Poor Jelly.
Poor Jelly 2.
I've done that. Poor Jelly 2.
Yeah, poor Jelly 2.
Return of Poor Jelly.
He just doesn't have time. He just doesn't have any time. That's funny.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed that he was the one person who I would have wanted to see on this podcast with me.
Him and I tried to do a test call because he was going to try and call from his phone while he was driving, but his audio was just so Boise-ish that I couldn't let him on.
Well, you know the road noise has to be horrible in a Prius.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Yeah, he drives around in a collection of bottle caps. All right, everybody. So that is it for the Threads of Time holiday special holiday edition. I'd like to thank my guests, Piggy, Ken, Mac, Benny, Reds, Bengal, Joke, Gavel, and Toke. What a collection of wonderful people. Thank you all. I hope you all have a happy holidays. I will get this posted yet tonight so you can listen to it on your holiday travels.
In my case, I cannot listen to it.
Why not?
I just don't listen. I mean, like I said, I was sort of a joke.
In fairness, Benny, you will remember every word of it anyway.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
If I have a problem with the recording, I'll just call Benny and have him recite it word for word.
That's what Rando needed.
Yeah, no doubt. Just do us all a favor, Benny. Turn it down a little bit. It's like you're yelling at us.
All right.
Benny, there we go.
Benny, so you're really into politics. There is no better source for the politics of CSFBL than the Threads of Time podcast. So if you're really into politics, you'll listen to the podcast. Plus, I need the viewers because my sponsors are starting to leave me.
Yeah.
That's it? Yeah?
That's it.
Well, you know, you've always got Pennant Wars.
Yeah, well, they stopped paying me a while back, and so did FakeBB.com, and so did Brian. So,
That's because Pennant Wars realized that they weren't really in a money-making business.
Well,
not going to go there. Not going
to
go there.
Yeah, it's too late in the podcast to start that conversation.
Yeah.
So, once again, thank you all. We got people calling from across the pond in Sweden and from all over the United States. Thank you all. I wish you all the happiest of holidays, and we are out.
Attention, everyone. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.